Welcome to UC Strategy's Industry Buzz podcast. This is Jim Burton, and I'm sitting here today with Joe Staples, Senior Vice President of Worldwide Marketing for Interactive Intelligence. Earlier this week, Joe and I spent some time talking about unified communications. I expressed my concern about how some vendors are using the term, at least in my opinion, inappropriately, applying it to products that really have no opportunity to be part of a unified communication solution in the future. Joe surprised me by explaining that he's not jumping on the UC bandwagon at this time, and I thought it'd be interesting for you to hear what Joe has to say. Joe, welcome.
Thanks, Jim. It's probably an overstatement to think that we're not jumping on the bandwagon. There's two points. One is unified communications, as defined as being technology that pulls together various communication methods and medias and systems. Agree 100% with that, and we've been a proponent of that for a decade.
Well, yeah. In fact, you guys used to use that term some time ago.
Right. And being a medium-sized company, we don't have the clout that some of these big companies have. And when they talk about unified communications, all of a sudden it almost comes across as it's a new term. So we've been doing for years and years what is being defined today as unified communications. I think the thing that we're not going to get enamored with is a single term. We think that we need to tell a broader story and not necessarily just follow what some of these big companies do from a branding perspective.
But do you think that it's an accurate description of where the market's headed, the fact that we're starting to pull all these pieces together? And I know it's really early on. I know that a number of the big players who've announced product positioning or even named their divisions, they don't have all the elements yet together to do that. But the concept of that we are blending all these pieces together just make it easier and more efficient to communicate. There probably are many terms we could call it other than unified communications, but since we've got both Cisco and Microsoft calling it that, it tends to make the market want to move that direction, I think.
I think it's a reasonable term to describe an overall architecture and overall strategy. But nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, boy, I need to buy some unified communications. I wonder who's going to sell me that. They still wake up thinking, I need to route emails to the agents that have the skills to be able to respond to them, or a dozen of other types of actual problems that are being solved. So I think that's a little bit of the problem with unified communications. But as an overall discussion or descriptor for where all of this is going as it converges, there I think it works.
Well, one of the things that I know a number of their vendors are telling the marketplace, and some of it's certainly very self-serving, but to think about as you're acquiring new technologies, where does it fit into this market of unified communication? So if you're thinking about buying a new message store of some kind, where's it going to play into a unified communications environment sometime in the future? If you're buying a call control element, how will that fit into whatever your strategy is? And it's not necessarily being particular about a vendor, it's just developing an overall strategy of how you're going to pull these pieces together and make those pieces work together so whatever you're buying today isn't dead-ended 2 years from now as you're migrating your strategy to that.
I think there's two points to that. One is I think vendors have to worry about the same thing. I mean, we're in a world where acquisitions are the thing that's happening. And there are companies who have now built a monstrosity of all these different products. And what they look at is, okay, now what do I do with four different ACDs in my product portfolio and three different dialers and two different messaging products, all with different administration points? So from a vendor who's doing acquisitions, I think that that's clearly a challenge. Then your point, as far as end users go, I think that's where end users have to look out several years and say, okay, I'm going to pick a vendor that's going to be able to deliver the various components of unified communications to me. Instead of, I need an ACD, run out and buy it from vendor A. I need a messaging system, run out and buy it from vendor B. All of a sudden, you're going to turn around one day and you've got this hodgepodge of technology and 50 people trying to keep it running.
I was talking with my colleague, Blair Pleasant, who follows the call center industry pretty closely. And we started talking about, and you can call them a lot of different things, but the informal call center or the intelligent agent, the person who is the one who the call center agent calls when they need a specific question, and how that's becoming more to the front of what a lot of businesses are doing. How do you play in that marketplace?
I use a very good example there. If you look at one of the things that our customers have relied on heavily, first of all, in the formal contact center, is presence. You know, it's very important for a contact center manager to know that an agent is on the phone or taking a break or, you know, logged off. Well, extend that out. How much more productive can an enterprise be if you know, boy, I have a question. Is that person in the finance office, are they in the office? Are they on the phone? Are they available for me to ask this question to? Are they available for me to transfer somebody else to? So presence, I think, is a good example of those kinds of features just rolling down through. You also think of a soft phone client at a person's desktop. Very productive instrument for a formal contact center, but for the enterprise user, just as productive. I mean, to be able to drag and drop people into conference calls and easily transfer without disconnecting the person. I mean, those are the kind of functions that anybody that has heavy telecom or telephony use, they're going to benefit from.
I've always believed someday we'll all be informal call center agents, because the benefit of a call center agent, they've got all that information available to them, and to make them more efficient, people have invested thousands of dollars a seat to provide them, and there's really no reason why almost everyone in the enterprise couldn't benefit from the same thing, more information. And that's why I think in the future we think about telephone systems as the old PBX approach to thing, but they're really part of the business process, and call center capabilities, I think, will be an important part as we move forward.
Agree.
So based on this enlightening conversation, are you headed back to Indianapolis to change your marketing machine to show your support for unified communications? Are you going to stick to your guns?
You know, it probably warrants clarification. We think unified communications is a good overarching term. We're going to, let's say, tweak the machine a little bit from a positioning standpoint to make sure that we're not sitting out in left field and everybody else is, you know, over in right field. So you'll see some change, but I think it's detrimental to a company of our size to just constantly follow whatever term a couple of very large companies may coin, because we always fill the role of the follower versus being able to lead. We still tell a very similar story. We still talk about unified communications, but we haven't painted the building with unified communications on the side yet.
Well, I'll be driving by your building sometime in the future. I'll see if it changes.
Okay.
Joe, thanks a lot. I
Thank
really appreciate
you.
It.